The Tucson Pops Orchestra invites you to the Fall Music Under the Stars concert, September 11th, 18th, and 25th at 7 p.m. at the DeMeester Outdoor Performance Center at Reed Park, featuring outstanding musicians brilliantly conducted by Maestro Laszlo Verisch. And it's free. The first concert is September 11th, dedicated in memory of 9/11. Plan to attend the Tucson Pops Orchestra Fall Music Under the Stars, Sundays at 7 p.m. at the DeMeester Performance Center at Reed Park.
Coming up on the next 4 Tucson at 4, Dr. Damon Holt rejoins the show. We'll be talking about justice for America and different perspectives that different races have on different issues. And we'll talk about some of those issues openly and honestly without fear because, you know, we care about each other. And, of course, you can call in, too. And if news breaks, we'll fix it. See you soon.
On the next 4 Tucson at 4, it's more intelligent local talk. Weekday afternoons on AM 1030 KVOI.
You wouldn't steal from a department store, would you? Shoplifting doesn't only hurt the store owners, it puts every employee's job in jeopardy. And if everyone shoplifted, it would weaken local economies to the point of unsustainability. The same principle applies to Social Security fraud. People who receive more benefits than they should or illegally get benefits by lying to Social Security aren't just making the system insecure, they're literally stealing from honest taxpayers. Anyone can report fraud anonymously. You can learn more about Social Security's relentless anti-fraud efforts at www.socialsecurity.gov/antifraudfacts. We aggressively investigate and pursue prosecution of those who try to cheat and steal from the system. Shoplifting and stealing from your neighbors is morally and ethically wrong. The same goes for stealing from Social Security. If you suspect someone is committing Social Security fraud, report it online at http://oig.ssa.gov/report or call the Social Security Fraud Hotline at 1-800-269-0271.
On a Sunday in Baghdad, Father Douglas was abducted, tortured, and nearly killed because he is a Christian.
They stopped my car. Immediately they took me from my car and they put me in the bag. And they took me, they put chain in my hand, and they covered my eyes also. They broke one of the discs in my back and my teeth. Already my nose was broken. I spent horrible 9 days of my life there.
Father Douglas now runs a church in Kurdistan. His church has become a home for Christian refugees fleeing persecution. Their continued survival depends on you.
Wake up and take action. Pray for my people, help my people, and save my people. And I believe you can.
Visit ChristiansAtRisk.org to help make a difference.
Welcome to Profitopia with your host, Kevin Marshall, CPA, speaker, radio show host, and entrepreneur. Learn the secret to living in Profitopia, how to avoid the number one mistake small business owners make, and how to create more time and money and work less. Call now with your questions and comments at 790-2040. Now here's your host, Kevin Marshall.
So, good morning, Tucson. We're back again. This is now our third week. And something happened last night that has not happened before, but it's only been 3 weeks. So we had our guest that was scheduled for the first half an hour segment this morning had a family emergency. So he will not be able to be here in the studio with us this morning, but we hope that he will return next week. So we're here talking about Profitopia and how to make your small business more profitable by using leverage. And the theme this segment is barter. And that is who the guest was. The owner of a local barter company was going to be joining us, but he, like I said, he will be here next week. So we're going to talk about barter anyways, because as I talk to clients and business owners and entrepreneurs, barter is a very, very underutilized and misunderstood concept. So first of all, barter has been around since day one. It obviously existed before money did. In fact, I believe, isn't barter the oldest profession? No. I think that's something else. I totally digress. But seriously, though, barter has been around forever. And actually, if you think about it, money is really a figment of our imaginations. It doesn't really exist. We've been duped into believing that money, the actual, like a $20 bill, a $1 bill, a 25-cent coin, has value. And if you think about it, it really doesn't. It's just a piece of paper. It's just a piece of metal. But that's a topic for a whole different topic for another day. But just think about that for a moment. I mean, people die over money, over the pursuit of the almighty dollar. So anyways, so barter. What is barter and how does it work and how can it help your business? Well, barter is a phenomenal, phenomenal form of leverage. And it's not the end-all be-all. It doesn't solve all our problems as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, but it certainly helps out in many ways. So barter is, on the surface, pretty easy to understand. When my wife and I owned our bed and breakfast back in Connecticut, we bartered directly with a local restaurant owner. They owned the restaurant was a Mexican restaurant. And so we would do a direct barter. So the owner of the restaurant and his girlfriend would stay at our bed and breakfast for free. And in exchange for that, we would get gift certificates to the Mexican restaurant. So that's pretty easy to understand. But direct barter is very, very difficult to find. So, I'm a CPA, so, you know, somebody contacts me. Let's say a chiropractor contacts me and says, hey, I'd like to do a direct barter with you. And I say, well, that's nice, but I don't really need a chiropractor. So direct barter is very difficult to come by. So thus the invention of the barter group or the barter organization. So these trade organizations or these barter organizations create a pool of members who then can trade or barter or exchange services with each other. So then it removes the barrier of having to find somebody that you can do a direct trade or a direct barter with. So the way it works, you get points, or I don't think the owner of the barter company would appreciate this, but that's okay. I called it Monopoly money. So I do someone's tax return and we'll just say it's $100. So I do their tax return. I don't get paid in cash for doing that tax return because we're doing this through trade or through barter. So I get $100 in Monopoly money or it points, whatever you want to call it, but it's not cash as we know it. It is a form of currency. It's just not U.S. currency. So I now have $100 in my barter bank. And so I can look out over the membership within the barter organization and say, how do I want to spend my $100? And there could be, there's restaurants in the barter organization. There's people that do websites. There's travel. There's pretty much anything you could possibly imagine in the barter organization. And then all the barter organizations barter with each other. So you can then trade nationally. So I'll give you a great example. When we owned our bed and breakfast, it was a 200-year-old, building. So obviously there was a lot of repairs that were required to maintain that bed and breakfast. So we needed to put new windows. The windows were 200 years old. So whenever, it's Connecticut, it's cold in the wintertime. And so a lot of heat loss. So we did a $30,000 trade. There was a lot of windows. I forgot how many windows, but it was $30,000 of new windows for our bed and breakfast. So I didn't want to, I'm a cheap CPA. I don't want to, I'm a savvy business owner. I don't want to, why pay cash if I don't have to? So I traded, $30,000 of windows for gift certificates to our bed and breakfast. So you say, well, that's not too bad, right? Well, there's actually a silver lining to that. The redemption rate on our gift certificates was only 25%. So, in other words, for every $100 of gift certificates that we sold, only $25 were redeemed. So it was even a better trade because I was able to trade $30,000 of windows, and based on a redemption rate, it only cost me $7,500 in room nights or in room stays. So that was a phenomenal trade. So that's an example of how you can use the barter system to your advantage. And obviously there's other stories like that. So we'd be happy to take your calls. Again, the call-in number, in case you have any calls regarding barter or any business issue, actually, would be 520-790-2040. Again, 520-790-2040. Actually, this is not my first foray into radio. I was a controller for a group of radio stations back east. We owned stations in New York and in Maine. We had, I don't know, 10 or 15 radio stations that we owned, but I wasn't on the air, obviously. I was the CPA. I was the controller. But we did the biggest trade I've ever seen. It was pretty neat. We had this is back in the early 90s. We had a builder come to us who wanted to do a trade. So what we did was we did a trade with the builder, and he gave us a house. So it was about $150,000 at the time, valued $150,000. So he gave us a house that was valued at $150,000. In exchange for that, he advertised on the radio station for free for 2 years. So what do we do with the house? What would a radio station want to do with a house, right? Well, we gave it away. So can you imagine a local radio station having a promotion to be able to give away a house? I mean, think about all the publicity you would get from that and all the media attention. So we gave away that house to one lucky listener. So I wish I could say we're going to be doing that on this station, but we may have some giveaways, but I don't have anything planned right now for giving away something like a house. But anyway, so it's barter knows no bounds. So basically the basic concept behind barter that I want you to understand is that it's a way for you to get rid of excess inventory. So, and every business is different, obviously. So, as a CPA, I have excess capacity or excess inventory. I could always squeeze in one more tax return. You take a restaurant, you know, they have excess inventory. Maybe not on a Saturday night, but on a Friday morning or a Monday night, they have excess capacity or excess inventory. So, in my humble opinion, every small business in Tucson should be a member of a barter organization, because every business has excess inventory to be able to get rid of. You have to take a bike shop. You know, you've got bike parts or bike supplies or bikes that have been sitting around collecting dust for 2 or 3 years and they're not moving. If you're not going to sell them for cash, why not sell them for barter and turn it into something that, you know, you can use? You can take a trip. You can get your computers fixed. You can get your payroll done, all on barter. So again, I just want to emphasize that barter is not the end, and is not the going to solve all your problems. It's just one more way to be able to apply leverage to your business and make your business more profitable. So when we come back, we'll continue talking about barter.
Is your bookkeeping a mess? Call the boss. That's Better Office Solutions at 888-520-BOSS. Kevin Marshall, CPA for 25 years, is the CEO of Better Office Solutions, and his expert team can help you with your accounting, bookkeeping, taxes, and payroll. Why would you outsource your bookkeeping and accounting to BOSS? Better Office Solutions provides a premium outsourced bookkeeping service with on-site staff providing you with the highest level of service. Outsourcing your bookkeeping, taxes, and payroll will give you peace of mind and time to focus on your business. Call BOSS today at 888-520-BOSS for a free consultation or online at betteroffice-solutions.com.
So, you're a business owner. What keeps you up at night? Is it not having enough time to get all the things done to help your business grow and be more profitable? Whatever keeps you up at night, the Idea Magic Marketing Team may have the perfect solution. And it's affordable, not some pie-in-the-sky, expensive, no-results solutions. We focus on creating more leads, increasing sales, and building stronger relationships with your customers. Are you ready? Call me, MJ Jensen, at 241-1444. 241-1444. We're waiting for you.
Could your sales team use a boost? The Don Zavis Sales Training Business Builder Program is the most comprehensive sales training program ever created. You'll receive weekly live training, personal coaching, monthly conference calls, accountability report, daily sales tips, and a lot more. Today's fast-paced sales world is moving quicker than ever. So if your sales team is still using sales techniques from the last decade, it's time to change to Zavis Sales Training for high-performance results. Call or register for the Friday weekly sales training seminar, 903-4654. That's 903-4654.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to lose weight, it's right now, because losing weight is easier than you think with RM3 from Tucson Medical Weight Loss. RM3 helps people who've struggled with slow metabolism, hormone imbalance, or menopause to finally lose weight, and they lose it fast, up to 20 pounds a month. It's safe and effective for men and women, and it's all natural, so it won't make you nervous or jittery. RM3 not only helps you lose weight rapidly, it helps you resist gaining the weight back. This patented program is available only by prescription, and you can only get it at Tucson Medical Weight Loss. So take control of your weight, because the perfect time is now with RM3. Go to TucsonMedicalWeightLoss.com. That's TucsonMedicalWeightLoss.com. RM3, the next generation in medical weight loss, only from Tucson Medical Weight Loss.
Special treat, folks. We have secured Dennis Prager. He will be on the line for 3 hours, live and in person. Dennis Prager. That's right, uninterrupted, we'll just be having Dennis Prager, one of my favorite guests. In fact, the only place you can ever hear Dennis Prager for 3 hours is on the Dennis Prager Show. So, don't forget, Dennis Prager on the next Dennis Prager Show.
Mornings 9 till noon on 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice.
Hi, I'm Molly Culver. I've been riding motorcycles most of my life. Like all motorcyclists, when I'm riding in town, I'm most at risk from car drivers turning across my path. When you're behind the wheel of a car, please look twice before you turn left at an intersection or into a driveway. Motorcyclists are out there. If you expect us, you'll see us.
Okay, we're back, and this is Kevin Marshall, CPA of Better Office Solutions, where we love messes. Bring us your messes. We're talking about barter this morning. So, again, another tool that you can use in your small business or in your medium-sized business. It doesn't matter what size business you have. Any business can utilize barter. So, a couple of years ago, we took an entire trip on barter. So it's amazing what you can get on barter. So obviously we could get the hotels on barter. Anytime I go to Vegas, I don't pay for a hotel when I go to Vegas. Not cash. I use barter. Why would I pay cash for a hotel if I can use trade? If I can use what I call monopoly money. Again, it puts cash in my pocket. So we took an entire trip to California. I think we went for a week and a half. It wasn't quite 2 weeks. It was a week and a half. So we got tickets to Legoland. Took the whole five people. Five tickets to Legoland. We went to, where else did we go? Warner Brothers Studio. We took a Warner Brothers Studio tour. We went to Ripley's Believe It or Not. We went deep sea fishing. And not every meal, but we had, we ate out because we had, obviously we were traveling. We were in California, so we had to eat out for every meal. Obviously the breakfast was at the hotel in the morning, but then we were able to eat out on barter. So almost the entire, except for we couldn't barter gas. There's certain things that you can't barter for, gas being one of them. The entire trip, we did the entire trip on barter. So I figure, I don't know how much, a couple of grand or whatever that, that trip would have cost us in cash. I was able to do it on trade. So what I want to talk about next in regards to barter is really, the best use of barter. And again, please feel free to call in if you have any questions regarding barter or any other business questions that you may have. Again, the number 520-790-2040, 520-790-2040. But the best use of barter by far is to be able to take barter and turn it into cash paying customers. So the way that works is what I'm doing currently. So I'll share with you what I'm doing currently. So I'm currently advertising, well, obviously on the radio, but beyond that, I am currently advertising in the Coffee News. And if you're not familiar with Coffee News, you'll find Coffee News in most restaurants, cafes, coffee shops. You'll find them in car maintenance facilities, you know, like Brake Max. And it's just a little flyer, has business card advertisements in it, and has little tidbits and puzzles and little informational pieces in it. And it's free. And not free to advertise, but it's free for the person who is patronizing that local establishment. So I've only been advertising in the Coffee News for a few months, and I believe I'm in the Oro Valley, Marana, and Tucson areas, I believe. I'm not even 100% sure, because I'm doing it on trade. I'm doing it on barter. So it's not costing me any cash out of pocket. I'm doing that on a trade basis. So it's costing me time, obviously, because in exchange for doing that advertising, I'm providing bookkeeping, payroll, and accounting services to other businesses. So it's costing me time, but it's not costing me any money in cash. And so far, I've picked up two clients. So a rough estimate of the value of those two clients for a year, $10,000 to $20,000 to $30,000. It's somewhere in that range. So again, in my opinion, as a heavy user of barter, and as an outsider to the barter industry, when our guest joins us next week, who owns a barter company, he can give us some more tidbits, obviously. But as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a person who's trying to conserve cash and grow a business, by far the best use of barter is to spend it on marketing and advertising efforts. So those services are so easy to come by on barter. You can create your website. You can get your business cards printed. You can get your graphic design work done. You can do SEO. You can do social media. You can have your blog written. You can, it's endless. Have a marketing plan done. Get PR services done. So all those services can be done on barter. So, and very readily. There's a large number of service providers that provide those services on barter. So, we have a caller, Ira. Ira,
hi.
Are you there?
Hi, yes. I was wondering, I saw Coffee News the other day for the first time.
Okay.
Because I don't go to restaurants that much lately, but I'm doing so more now. In fact, it was at Jack in the Box.
At a Jack in the Box, okay.
Yeah. And I was wondering, what would a couple inch ad run with them? Do you know?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know, because I'm not paying cash. I'm doing it on
I know,
I'm doing it on trade. So
you must know what the worth of the trade would be, though, wouldn't you?
You know, I don't know off the top of my head, because my staff, you know, handle that for me. I'd be happy to find out for you.
Well, is it listed in the Yellow Pages, Coffee News?
Well, I know the owner of the.
Oh, they would have their number on the little booklet, wouldn't
on
they?
The booklet, uh huh. Or
yeah.
Or I can put you in touch. I know the owners of both those businesses.
Oh, you don't have the offhand.
Though. Offhand, though, no, not right now. I'm not in front of a computer.
Sure, no problem. I'll just get another. I'll just take one of their copies.
Now, Ira, do you own a business?
Yeah, I have a small business in construction.
Okay.
I specialize in damage repairs. You know, like structural damage.
Structural damage. Are you a structural engineer?
No, I'm not an engineer. Just about 40 years of experience.
Wow.
And I've done wonders with, what I've learned, what I've been able to for other people. You know, I mean, I've seen situations where a tree was growing, next to a house or something, and it was cracking the wall, And there's some techniques I use that repair it where you can't tell that it's been repaired and it doesn't do that anymore.
Wow. So you're a master craftsman.
Well, I guess I suppose so. I never thought of it that way, but I'm kind of a tree hugger too, so I'm able to save some trees and
nice. So yeah, I would highly recommend Coffee News. Off the top of my head, I want to say it's $40 a week, $20 a week. It's very reasonable.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah.
How do people find you? How do you get clients?
Right now, I'm in Dandy Dime.
Dandy Dime. Okay. How's that working?
Well, I've been getting some inquiries.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I've gotten a few jobs out of it, and then a lot of people know me around town too. I'm a native to Sonin, and they know the work I do.
Right.
So, yeah. So that'd probably be good. I might check into that. Yeah. Well, is this your first show today?
No, it's our third show. So yes, we're brand new.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to check into Coffee News and see. I'm glad you gave me that idea.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad we could be of help.
Best wishes on your program.
All right, thank you, Ira.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. So again, we're talking about barter and how to utilize barter. Another way, the great way to utilize barter, is to put cash in your pocket. And this, I have a few minutes. I think I can try to do it justice. But let's use a simple scenario. Let's say that you spend $1,000 a month on things like payroll services, landscaping for your house, and office cleaning. It doesn't matter what it is, but you figure out that there's those a few items that you spend $1,000 in cash on every month. So the way you can utilize barter is then you join a barter organization, and there's a number of them out there. There's Value Card, there's Barter Tucson, there's Instant Barter. But you join one of those barter organizations, and you now take those services that you are currently paying cash for. I think I said payroll, housekeeping, and landscaping. And then what you do is you then convert those service providers from paying cash to now paying through the barter club. And so now you're no longer spending in cash that $1,000 a month on those services. You're now spending it through barter. So this is where it gets a little tricky and people kind of lose me. But so now you've essentially, because I'm an anal accountant and I can understand T accounts and debits and credits, but the way it flows is you bring in $1,000 a month in new barter clients. These are new clients to you that were not there before, and you turn around and you spend $1,000 a month through the barter system, and you no longer have that cash outlay every month of $1,000. So essentially, you've put $1,000 of cash in your pocket. And it takes a while for people to comprehend that, but it's kind of again, it's similar to the same concept I talked about as far as, you know, spending barter dollars on sales and marketing efforts in order to turn them into cash paying customers. But it's a way to be able to use barter to generate cash for yourself and for your business. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll join our host, our guest this morning.
Could your sales team use a boost? The Don Zavis Sales Training Business Builder Program is the most comprehensive sales training program ever created. You'll receive weekly live training, personal coaching, monthly conference calls, accountability report, daily sales tips, and a lot more. Today's fast-paced sales world is moving quicker than ever. So if your sales team is still using sales techniques from the last decade, it's time to change to Zavis Sales Training for high-performance results. Call to register for the Friday weekly sales training seminar, 903-4654. That's 903-4654.
So, you're a business owner. What keeps you up at night? Is it not having enough time to get all the things done to help your business grow and be more profitable? Whatever keeps you up at night, the Idea Magic Marketing Team may have the perfect solution. And it's affordable, not some pie-in-the-sky, expensive, no-results solutions. We focus on creating more leads, increasing sales, and building stronger relationships with your customers. Are you ready? Call me, MJ Jensen, at 241-1444. 241-1444. We're waiting for you.
Is your bookkeeping a mess? Call the boss. That's Better Office Solutions at 888-520-BOSS. Kevin Marshall, CPA for 25 years, is the CEO of Better Office Solutions, and his expert team can help you with your accounting, bookkeeping, taxes, and payroll. Why would you outsource your bookkeeping and accounting to BOSS? Better Office Solutions provides a premium outsourced bookkeeping service with on-site staff providing you with the highest level of service. Outsourcing your bookkeeping, taxes, and payroll will give you peace of mind and time to focus on your business. Call BOSS today at 888-520-BOSS for a free consultation or online at betteroffice-solutions.com.
The Tucson Pops Orchestra invites you to the Fall Music Under the Stars concert, September 11th, 18th, and 25th at 7 p.m. at the Demeester Outdoor Performance Center at Reed Park, featuring outstanding musicians brilliantly conducted by Maestro Laszlo Vedish. And it's free. The first concert is September 11th, dedicated in memory of 9/11. Plan to attend the Tucson Pops Orchestra Fall Music Under the Stars, Sundays at 7 p.m. at the Demeester Performance Center at Reed Park.
Emil Franzi and friends have the inside track.
Al, Andy, and Rick, better known as the Slate for the Corporation Commission in the Republic of Primary.
And we're just trying to bring some conservatism into the fold here in the Corporation Commission. And these folks are very keenly aware when we shut down a coal facility over in Bullhead City. This is all because of this president. This is all because of this attack on coal. And here in this place, 300 jobs in rural Arizona, 400 jobs, that hurt Bullhead City. That hurt Mojave County.
Saturday from 1 to 4.
Are you looking for an investment that will make a difference in people's lives? This is Lisa Chastain asking you to come be a part of the 24th Annual Hope Fest on Saturday, October 22nd at Keno Stadium. Every year, thousands of people turn to Hope Fest for help and hope for a better tomorrow. Hope Fest is a citywide event that provides immediate and sustainable services absolutely free. Dental, medical, groceries, clothing, haircuts, entertainment for the kids, and many other services and programs to assist families and individuals that find themselves in a time of need. If you know someone who needs help with the basic necessities of life, tell them about Hope Fest. If you can volunteer, we need your help. Hope Fest, Saturday, October 22nd at Keno Stadium, 2500 East Ajo Way. More information is available at hopefest.com or 751-HOPE. Hope Fest, one day can change everything.
All right. Thank you, Dire Straits, for that intro. So we're back. Kevin Marshall, CPA, owner of BOSS Better Office Solutions, where we love messes. And we do have a live guest with us this morning.
Speaking of messes.
Oh, I wasn't going to bring that up, but anyway.
I just want to be honest with you and your listeners, Kevin.
Oh, no worries. No, that's good. I like that. I like transparency. That's a good thing that entrepreneurs need to be, is, oh my, just transparent.
You're here.
Oh my goodness. You know, you've got the entrepreneur that's drowning, that they can't make payroll, and they don't talk to anybody, they don't tell anybody, they don't share the struggles that they're going through, and that's actually the worst thing that a business owner could do, is not be transparent. But anyways, we're not talking about transparency this morning. We're going to be talking about next scalability. So with us this morning is Alan Pressel. He's the CEO of PowerSight 123. It's a fascinating. It's a phenomenal piece of software. We'll get to that in a second. So Alan, thank you for being with us here this morning.
My pleasure, Kevin. And I'll try to be as transparent as I can be. So ask me anything you want.
Anything you? Wow.
The answer is yes.
Okay. For me, the answer is always 47. So, because I'm a CPA, right? So it's got to be a number answer. So let's start with what is scalability, anyways? It's something that, in my opinion. In my experience, that business owners don't really think about very often.
In a couple of words, double the business with much less than double the effort. So if I get you know, double my client base next week, I should be able to handle that with far less than 100% more effort, maybe with 10% more effort. And that can be accomplished through technology, through processes, through the right people, through just making the right strategic decisions.
So, I mean, that's a nice problem, right? If a business doubles their revenue in a short period of time, I'll take that problem all day long.
That's a good problem to have.
However, the issue of scalability comes into play, where a lot of businesses, if they achieve that kind of rapid revenue growth, things start to fall apart.
Yeah, you need to plan for the growth before you're actually in the middle of it.
Ah,
at that point, it's too late.
Plan. Mm-hmm. Now, is that a four? That's a four.
Four-letter
it is a
word.
Four-letter
yeah.
word for business owners and entrepreneurs, isn't it? Oh my goodness! You started with being transparent. I'll bring it. I am a terrible planner. That's just not my strength. I am much more comfortable just winging it, or, you know, impromptu. So,
well, I think there's a several step program to help people like you, and the first step is admitting that you're a terrible planner. So you're already 1/12 of the way there.
So that's good. And then I then have a team of people around me that are good at planning. My associate Carl is just amazing at strategy.
Well, that's one of the keys to scalability and profitability, is surrounding yourself with people who are better and smarter than you are.
So it sounds like you've been around the block, like you've learned a few things. Now, you care to share with the listeners a little bit about your background?
My background. So
your other company that you.
Well, before PowerSight 123, I was co-founder of a .com company called iCube. We work mostly with Fortune 500 companies, helping them to take the hundreds of millions of dollars they had invested in strategic software, mainframe-based software, and we came up with technology to automatically migrate that to first client server and then to the internet. So speaking of scalability, if a company already has, you know, half a billion or a billion invested in their software, they don't want to throw that away to write new software. They want to leverage it, and we were able to do that in a more automated way. So that was called iCube. We had a very good ride for 7 years. We were profitable every month with parabolic and exponential growth. In June of 1998, we had an IPO, and it happened to be the third most successful IPO of that
year. Wow. Congratulations.
Thanks. And then the next year, we were acquired by a company called Razorfish in a transaction worth about $2 billion overall.
Nice. So, and then it sounds like you took that experience and leveraged it into your new business venture.
Yes. Well, actually, the whole time I was doing iCube, it was a wonderful ride, but I had this latent philanthropist in my heart that, I know this is going to sound corny, Kevin, but I wanted to make the world a better place. And so when the golden handcuffs came off and I was able to leave, I started my own company. Originally, it was called Charity Finders. It's now called PowerSight 123. And the goal of it was to help nonprofits make better use of the internet. It's now 16 years later, and I find the strategic need for nonprofits and small businesses to make better use of the internet is probably more acute now than it was even 16 years ago.
So, again, I'll just take a mention again that should you have any questions, please call in 520-790-2040. Again, that number is 520-790-2040. And let's talk about your software, because what do I know? I'm a nerdy, geeky CPA, but I find what you've created to be fascinating. So why don't you tell our listeners about your software and how it works and how it can help them be scalable and help them be more profitable in their business?
Sure. If you're a small business owner or manager, or you're a nonprofit, you probably have a website today that was built with something called a content management system, or CMS. And there's probably 200 CMSs, the most commonly known one and popular is WordPress, but there's lots of others as well. They all do essentially what that name implies. They enable you to manage the content of your website. Typically, that means text, images, and links. If you're lucky, perhaps a bit more. Now, if the main thing a small business or nonprofit wants to do with their website is simply to display information, then a CMS will probably work just fine for them. However, most of these organizations... Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I just... So, I think we're in the 21st century.
Yes.
I
and think, by the way, your website falls into this as well.
Oh,
it's CMS
ouch,
based.
Ouch.
Informational. No, we're going to fix that for you.
That is not news to me. No, I know our website. So that's a great example. Is our website is purely informational. So
you're an example of an organization whose website has a moderate amount for the website visitor to see, but little or almost nothing for them to do. With most organizations, they're going to benefit more, as will their website visitors, from a site that has a lot for them to see and a lot for them to do.
So, I'm sorry, I like to interrupt.
I love being interrupted.
So okay, good. So I want to, I like the philosophy of repetition, right?
Do you like the philosophy of repetition?
I do. I do. I really, 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 really like the philosophy of repetition.
I like their philosophy of repetition too.
Okay. So anyways, cha-ching. Can you please repeat that and then expound on that?
Certainly. So most organizations today have a website that has a moderate amount for the website visitor to see and little or nothing for them to do. But they would benefit much more from a site with lots to see and lots to do.
And now let's define benefit. Benefit meaning dollars in your pocket?
There's actually on our website, we have about 70 plus of those benefits listed.
Some
of them are tangible, like increased revenue. Others are intangible, like increased social media following, more people subscribing to your blog, more people signing up for your e-newsletter, more site traffic, more search engine optimization status. There's a lot of intangible things that you can benefit
from. Who wouldn't want that?
Exactly. And how do they get that? Well, here's how.
In your professional estimation, because this is your arena, this is all new to me. I don't operate in this world. But in your estimation, what percentage of websites would fall into the category where they have, it's how did you put it?
A lot to see and a lot to do.
Yes. So what is it? 99%? I mean, is it a really bad problem?
Yes. Of small businesses and nonprofits, I would say fewer than 1% fall into the category of having a lot to see and a lot to do.
Wow.
And even those that do often make a fatal mistake. And here's what that is. When they're collecting money, let's say it's a nonprofit that's collecting online donations, they actually kick the donor or the customer off of their website and then collect their money on some third-party site such as PayPal. Now, that's an easy thing to do, but a very ineffective one. The right way to do it, of course, is to keep the customer or the donor within your site and accept their money securely within your site.
And why is that? I think I know, but I just don't want to assume.
Well, I actually could give you about 40-plus reasons, but we'd be here all morning, but in the interest of time. Let me give you a bricks and mortar example.
Okay.
If you went to pick a store, Nordstrom's, and you got all your purchases, put them on the counter, and the representative of Nordstrom said, "Oh, I'm sorry, you can't pay here. Just walk across the parking lot. There's a kiosk there. You can pay there." You'd be like, "Well, what's wrong with this organization that I can't really pay here?" And if somebody goes on your website and they want to pay you or make a donation to you, and then you kick them off to PayPal or some third-party site, it makes them question you. It also sometimes makes them question security. But there's about 40 other reasons as well, especially if you're a nonprofit and you want your donation to be tax-deductible.
Nice. I like that. That helps me understand, and hopefully our listeners understand.
Actually, one quick note. If somebody is kicked off of your site, it's usually abundantly obvious. Your branding has disappeared. Your look and feel has changed. The navigation has changed. And even if those things were not true, what is certainly true is the website address or URL has changed. A certain number of your customers and donors, upon noticing that they've been kicked off of your site, will therefore abandon the transaction, and you'll have no idea what percentage that is, but I assure you it's a lot higher than you think.
Interesting. Okay, Alan, thank you so much, and we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk some more about this concept.
Is your bookkeeping a mess? Call the boss. That's Better Office Solutions at 888-520-BOSS. Kevin Marshall, CPA for 25 years, is the CEO of Better Office Solutions, and his expert team can help you with your accounting, bookkeeping, taxes, and payroll. Why would you outsource your bookkeeping and accounting to Boss? Better Office Solutions provides a premium outsourced bookkeeping service with on-site staff providing you with the highest level of service. Outsourcing your bookkeeping, taxes, and payroll will give you peace of mind and time to focus on your business.
Call BOSS today at 888-520-BOSS for a free consultation or online at betteroffice-solutions.com.
So, you're a business owner. What keeps you up at night? Is it not having enough time to get all the things done to help your business grow and be more profitable? Whatever keeps you up at night, the Idea Magic Marketing Team may have the perfect solution. And it's affordable, not some pie-in-the-sky, expensive, no-results solutions. We focus on creating more leads, increasing sales, and building stronger relationships with your customers. Are you ready? Call me, MJ Jensen, at 241-1444. 241-1444. We're waiting for you.
Could your sales team use a boost? The Don Zavis Sales Training Business Builder Program is the most comprehensive sales training program ever created. You'll receive weekly live training, personal coaching, monthly conference calls, accountability report, daily sales tips, and a lot more. Today's fast-paced sales world is moving quicker than ever. So if your sales team is still using sales techniques from the last decade, it's time to change to Zavis Sales Training for high-performance results. Call or register for the Friday weekly sales training seminar, 903-4654. That's 903-4654.
Where can you get fantastic family fun for just $5?
At the Rotary Club of Tucson's 10th annual Tucson Classics Car Show.
That's right. Saturday, October 15th from 10 to 4 at the Gregory School. You'll see over 400 of the Southwest's best classic and unique cars, plus our past winners.
Enjoy music, food, exhibits, and a chance to win a Corvette convertible or $15,000 in cash.
Wow, I'd like that. How can I win?
It's easy. Buy a ticket for $5. That $5 ticket gets you into the show and includes your chance to win the Corvette, cash, or four other great prizes.
Kids under 18 free with a paid adult. That's a terrific family value. Buy tickets online at RotaryTCCS.com.
The Tucson Classics Car Show, Saturday, October 15th from 10 to 4 at the Gregory School on Craycroft. Sponsored by WeBuyHouses.com and this station to support local charities.
Don't miss it.
The Eric Metaxas Show.
The great hope of this planet that we can spread these liberties, religious liberty, economic liberty, to the whole world. If we don't keep this country, as Franklin said, we are not just letting ourselves down, we're letting the whole world down. I really believe that. But I do have hope. I want to say I have great hope for this country. You've got to do the right thing. When we ought to do everything we can until we don't have any blood left to give.
Weeknights at 11 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice.
The Arizona Technology Council's Southern Arizona Tech and Business Expo is back on October 13th at the Tucson Convention Center.
Friends, I'm Alex Rodriguez. This year's Tech Expo is all about innovation and leadership. Hear from technology innovators that are leading the marketplace, showcase your products and services, and create new leads. The Southern Arizona Tech and Business Expo, where technology and business connect.
Register today for the Southern Arizona Tech and Business Expo at aztechcouncil.org.
Okay, we're back. I'm your host, Kevin Marshall, CPA, and the show is called Profitopia. It's basically how to use leverage to help grow your business and make your business more profitable. Again, the number for a call-in, if you are listening and have a question, please call us at 520-790-2040. Again, 520-790-2040. And Alan, thanks for joining us this morning. And we're talking about scalability and using technology and specifically websites to help make your business more scalable.
So before the break, we're talking about most nonprofits and businesses use a content management system to build and maintain their websites. Well, we've created the next generation of technology called a functionality management system, or FMS.
So this is where it gets fun and sexy.
Oh, it is fun. And I'm not sure about sexy. You're the sexy one here. So as easily as a CMS enables you to manage your site's content, probably even more easily than that, our FMS also enables you to manage your site's functionality, design, navigation, security, reporting, administration, search engine optimization, and every aspect of your site. You don't need any technical skills, just click, click, click. So this way.
So somebody like me
somebody like you with,
who's non-technical,
never done a line of programming in your life.
Never. Well, no, I probably did. I think I used BASIC in a computer class in college. yes, I am.
So, yeah, even somebody like you with no training, no technical skills can just go click, click, click and either build or maintain a world-class interactive website that has, again, not only a lot to see but a lot to do. And the do could be financial things. Like if you're a nonprofit, you probably want to not just get donations. You want to sell event tickets, maybe have people shop in your e-store, have people pay in new membership dues, make in-kind donations and plan gifts and so on. And certainly the non-financial transactions, you may want people to give you feedback, to sign up for your blog, to refer your organization to their friends, family, neighbors, and colleagues, to fill out any forms interactively. So those are just a few, but there's dozens of interactive financial and non-financial transactions that someone could easily have on their website and help make their organization more scalable and more profitable.
Nice.
And this technology is so scalable for us also because, like next week, if we were to get 2 new clients or 20 or 200 or even 2,000 new clients, because mostly of this technology, we could handle it. That's what scalability truly is.
Mm.
With a little bit more resource than we have now, we could handle that increase in clientele.
Nice. So let's talk some more about the concept of what you're talking, and I'm just stumbling because I don't remember how you put it, but it had to do with the content and you know, the 99% of myself included, mm-hmm. and the 1%. What is your recommendation there? What should we do to our websites?
What everyone should do with their website is first actually have a professional evaluation of it, an objective evaluation of it, so that you know what's good and what's bad about it. And I actually, if you would like, can make that offer to your listeners.
Oh, gladly. I think I might take you up on that offer.
Excellent. You'll be number one on the list. So we have a very popular consultation. It's called a private internet consultation. This is where I personally will get together with, if it's a for-profit, the CEO, the owner, the founder, maybe some board members. And if it's a nonprofit, the executive director or development director, or maybe some board members. What I'll do is we'll go through their website, their social media, their search engine optimization, and their online marketing. And then for each of those things, I'll give them my candid feedback and objective feedback about what they're doing today. More importantly, a whole bunch of strategic recommendations. And when I say a whole bunch, I mean like dozens of recommendations on how to improve those things. For example, how to draw more traffic, how to increase online revenue and scalability and so on. And then finally, I'll show them how they can easily implement any or all of those ideas. So this private internet consultation is very popular. I've done it for over 12,000 organizations around the country.
Wait. I'm a numbers guy. You said how many? 12?
I know that's hard to believe, but
12,
it's more than 12,000.
12,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So, and in some other countries as well. But I usually charge $400 but because of our relationship, Kevin, I'm going to offer this for free to your listeners.
Nice.
So if any of you listening, and that's live or anytime in the future, if you would like this private internet consultation for free with me personally, Alan Prussell, you can either email me. Can I give my email address out?
Yes, please.
It's Alan,
by all means.
A-L-L-A-N at powersite123.com. That's powersite, S-I-T-E-123.com. Or you can actually fill in a form online, and that'll sign you up as well. It's www.powersite123.com/PIC. Those are all small letters, P-I-C for private internet consultation.
Okay. So we actually just had a caller call in and asked us to make sure that we reintroduced you and how we can get a hold of you. So I think we just did that, but let's do it again.
All right. Well,
so again, Alan, it's
Alan Prussell, powersite123.com, and email is Alan, A-L-L-A-N, at powersite123.com. And
the offer again is?
The offer is a free.
Free.
Normally $400. But,
so I thought there was no such thing as a free lunch.
You can buy me lunch if you want.
There
part
we go.
Of this. That's,
okay.
There's the barter thing you were talking about.
Ah, you could buy lunch on barter.
But that's okay. No, I'll happily do it for free because it's my pleasure. I really get a lot of enjoyment out of helping nonprofits and small businesses use the internet more effectively and strategically, specifically their websites and their social media and their search engine optimization. And we'll do some very specific metrics. So I'll show you metrics, kind of like a doctor with a blood test, like the range of normal and where you actually go within or perhaps not within that range on a whole number of metrics about your website.
Okay. Well, that's a great offer. Thank you so much for offering that.
My pleasure. And by the way, if it's here in Tucson, I'll do my best to come to your place, and we'll do it in person rather than by phone.
How about if it's in Hawaii?
If you're paying, I'm going.
Yeah, I have a large consulting client, a $200 million company in Iowa, of all places. It's like, why couldn't their company be in Hawaii or the Caribbean, you know, that's in the middle of Iowa? But, I mean, it's Iowa's beautiful, but I don't like going there in March.
Well, I'm fortunate enough to have a speaking engagement in Iowa that's like in the summertime. So
yeah, that'll be nice. So we have a few more minutes, so let's go back. I asked a question earlier. I don't know if we fully addressed it. And so what can we – because I get – I understand the concept of what you're saying. It's just – it's frightening to think that 99% of us business owners are getting it wrong. So what else can we do to increase – traffic, increase, you know, and interact with potential buyers and potential clients?
Sure.
On our website.
There are 7 key components of an effective website, and I'm going to go through them super quick because I know we only have a couple of minutes.
Okay.
The first, design. Most organizations need a design that's more professional, attractive, and well-branded.
Okay.
Second, navigationally, people should be able to find things on the site quickly and easily. Third is content. Most websites need more and better and more dynamic content, and content that is search optimized. We'll come back to that in a moment. Number 4 is functionality. I earlier mentioned a few financial and non-financial transactions. There's lots of others that organizations have on their websites. Number 5 is maintainability. You should be able to maintain your site really easily without technical skills, without paying a webmaster to do so. Number 6, and perhaps most important, is findability. You could have the world's greatest website.
Is that a word?
I've made it up. So
all right. It's like Profitopia. It's a made-up word.
There you go. So you can have the world's greatest website, but if no one finds it, it's not going to do you much good. So the best way of getting people to find your site is search engine optimization. And so there's a lot of things, to answer your question more specifically, that you can do within your website and outside of your website to boost your site's standing in Google and the other search engines. And that's findability. And then lastly is reporting. So there's a lot of strategic reporting and analysis you should be able to do on your website. So each one of those things we could spend an hour or two on, but there you go, in about a minute or so, the 7 things that everybody should do with their website.
So it sounds like you have a little experience in this area, and you've talked on this subject before.
Just a few times.
A few times? Now, it sounds like a book in the work, in the makings, too.
I actually have written a book on it. Internet Strategy for Nonprofits.
Internet strategies for nonprofits.
I'm the co-author, to be truthful, but yes.
Oh, we're going back to transparency.
Yes.
So, okay. Yeah, it's on my bucket list. At someday I will be writing a book on the topic of Profitopia, of course. So, Alan, if we have a few seconds left, anything else you want, you care to add to our discussion here this morning that could help our listeners?
Well, I'm appreciative of what you are doing for the Tucson business community, and I hope that I can play my little part by doing these free consultations for as many of you all as possible. So keep up the good work, Kevin.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I know you're new to town. You moved here from L.A. just recently.
Yes, indeed.
So we're glad to have you.
I love it. I just bought a house. I'm in escrow right now, and I'm going to be a Tucsonan forever, I hope.
Oh, congratulations. Thanks. So thank you so much for joining us this week. We look forward to hearing from you next week.
You've been listening to Profitopia with Kevin Marshall, CPA. Tune in next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and learn more about how you can make more money, create more time, and work less. If you'd like to speak with Kevin, give him a call today at 888-520-BOSS. That's 888-520-2677.